Hello.
Mr. Rebozo, sir.
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, BB, where are you tonight?
I'm at home.
My God, that's...
Just took a swim for your information.
That's really great, I bet.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah. Perfect. You know, I was calling to tell you that I just finished a budget meeting with Schultz and all, and Conley has been sick the first 2 days. He's got the flu, and so I've got to stay here over this weekend because he's got to go to Asia next week, see, to finish the budget thing. So I thought if you could keep your plans open, we might have maybe you and Bob could come up and we could try that Camp Hoover one night.
Sure.
But about you know, maybe Friday night or Saturday night.
Okay.
So just keep it open. Because I've got to be here for a meeting with Connolly's people on Monday, you see, and I don't want to go down for 2 days.
Sure.
But everything else is fine, isn't it?
Everything's fine. Good.
Right.
What day would you want us to come?
Why don't you come up Friday?
Okay.
That's a good idea. Just come up Friday, and well, Friday afternoon.
So okay.
See, I've got to speak to the Republican women, and oh, Bob, he'll love it.
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
And we'll either do that or Camp David, one of the two.
All right.
But
we'll be flexible.
Yeah, but I will not come down there because I don't want to come for 2 days. That's my problem, see, because I've got to be here for the budget meeting on Monday with Connolly. It's the only day he's free before he goes to Asia.
Uh-huh.
But everything's fine here. We're coming along.
Very good. Very good. I was pleased to see
incidentally, we thought you'd be interested that Colson was in the Tom. He says both Gallup and Harris show us improving in the polls right now, so that's good. That'll come out in this next week.
Well, I saw the one
the Harris
yesterday or so that showed your
and Gallup will show the same thing.
Your approval highest in some time.
Yeah.
Approval of
well, you know these things they're all fakey.
I know.
But nevertheless, they're reflecting there is a change in public attitude. Don't you sense it?
They fake them, but they just can't fake it enough. So they got to make it look better. They can't, mm-hmm. You know, they'd like to do it.
You know, because like when we went down there to North Carolina, that was a hell of a reception.
Well, of course,
that's
tremendous.
Right. That's right. Well, okay. You, what have you decided? You and Ehrlichman, the rest. I haven't had a chance to talk to him.
We're talking.
Right.
We're
good.
Going to.
I just analyze it in cold blood, and you know, and what the hell, do whatever is going to serve.
Well, I talked with John today again. And they're the Herald's planning another one, but
another one based on that story.
No, another story, another little, you know.
Oh.
Stringer thing.
Yeah.
But it's all right. I just hope they make it good. That's just that much more.
That's right.
For the cannon.
Look, let me tell you, it isn't getting a national interest, though. They're not picking. You see, unless they pick up the New York Times, the Washington Post, it doesn't affect the national media.
Ehrlichman may be right. I don't know. He said he thought that they laid off of it because they were afraid of libel.
It could be.
You know?
But be that as it may, whatever it is.
That's what John thought.
But by God, I'd love to get those bastards.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm leaning more in that direction. I'll be guided by what
that's
he
right.
says.
I know. What you going to do tonight? Anything for the good of the order?
Just for dinner.
Now, that's good.
Midnight as you get older.
Well, I know, but I know.
You will know.
Yeah, I know. You'll win. Yeah, I have no choice, but you have. Right. Well, give her my best.
Okay.
Fine. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.